Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Let's see. I usually try to think of a clever segue here, and I'm totally failing. I wonder if maybe I'm not getting enough hydration and I'm not thinking clearly.
That may be so.
Which, hey, there's our clever segue right into our topic today. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about staying hydrated.
I know we have had a lot of beautiful days the last few weeks, but I know those temperatures are starting to increase, and we're going to start seeing those much warmer days that are definitely going to be here with the start of summer. And it's always important to stay hydrated, especially during this time of the year. Water is a big component of our human body, and it makes up about 60-70%. And that water has a lot of really important functions within our body, including to helping with digestion, transporting and absorbing nutrients, our joints and organs, and also to help maintain our body temperature. If we don't have enough water, we can have some dehydration, and that can cause some stress on our body and lead to a lot of feelings of fatigue, lightheadedness, nausea, and even headaches. Sometimes that can even result in some very serious heat-related illnesses like heat stroke and heat exhaustion as well. So it's really important to drink plenty of water and keep our fluid intake up. But we also want to be really careful about what we drink. Water is always the best overall source of hydration, but additional beverages like milk and juice are composed mostly of water as well. You're going to want to make sure to avoid some of those drinks that contain lots of caffeine and alcohol, as they can contribute to water loss and dehydration. You're thinking about hydration, another thing to keep in mind or think about is your activity level. If you're exercising or engaging in activities that make you sweat a lot, you're going to want to make sure to drink extra water to compensate for that fluid loss. You're also going to want to be careful about choosing some of those sports drinks. A lot of them contain a lot of refined sugar and can be high in calories, and so water is still that best overall choice for keeping hydrated throughout the day. If you don't already, you might want to think about carrying water with you. Consider carrying a reusable water bottle and carry it with you wherever you go throughout the day. And remember to fill that up. Stop throughout the day and make sure you always have water readily available. And at the end of the day, with those reusable water bottles, make sure to rinse those out with hot soapy water and let them air dry. And you can also sanitize those water bottles a couple times each week with a solution of 4 teaspoons of bleach per quart water. Sometimes I know I hear that from people that they maybe get tired of drinking just plain water. There are some things that you can do to make some infused water, to add some fresh fruit or like cucumber slices to your water to add a little bit of flavor there. If you do choose to make those infused water options, make sure fruit and berry or cucumber options that you choose are free of bruises and any type of damage. Also, make sure to wash those fruit and vegetables under running water before adding them in your water. If you do choose to drink that infused water, make sure to keep it cold and refrigerate the leftovers. And that infused water can be stored in a tightly covered container in the refrigerator for about 6 days. And finally, one question that sometimes or often asked is, how much water should I drink? The USDA dietary guidelines recommend that individuals let their thirst kind of be their guide. We all have different needs based on a variety of factors, whether it's diet, activity level, or age. Make sure that you're using that thirst to be your guide. And remember, if you're really physically active or live, work, or play in a really hot environment, you want to make sure to increase that water intake to prevent that dehydration or potential heat-related illnesses as well. If you have questions, you're always, again, welcome to contact our office here in Garnett at 785-448-6826.
Thank you. Any of those options sound better than the electrolyte drink that the drill sergeants had for us in basic training.
Yes.
It was essentially grape juice with salt in it.
Oh my, yes.
I'm going to let you just try and imagine how delightful that was.
Yes, I can imagine.
All right, staying hydrated for overall health, and just because nobody likes feeling thirsty. And all of your cells are going to get thirsty when that hot weather kicks in. So thanks for the heads up and the handy hints. We look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.